You know, it was about a year and a half ago that Board and Milk realized they were over their heads and they needed to bring in an expert, somebody who could turn things around and get a clear assessment. And that's when we talked to Tony Sarsam, who came in after spending time at Frito-Lay and Nestle and lots of other retailers. But Monday morning, they filed for bankruptcy. Tony Sarsam is the CEO for Borden and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Pleasure's mine. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I guess we now know what the best thing to do is to kind of clean house. Tell me what led to this.
Yeah, it's a great question. So we had, as we got started here about a year and a half ago, as you mentioned, we knew we had a number of challenges we had to solve. There was a carve-out and a turnaround at the same time, and we had to get our folks focused on providing great service to customers, and we had to reignite an innovation machine and get new products in the marketplace. And we always did have this one nagging issue that the debt was not quite right for the business. And we have toted that along for a while. In the last couple of months, it's become more acute with the other market challenges going on. And we've been in negotiations with our debt holders to try to get that right size and try to find a way to restructure the capital debt in some way other than filing. And we found that we didn't have a great choice for all of our many stakeholders at the end of those negotiations other than to take this action. So that is how we are looking at solving with this this last challenge.
Is it coincidental that you're the second major milk company in the country, both of which happen to be based here, that have taken bankruptcy in the last 3 months?
Well, there are market pressures that we experience that Dean Foods would experience similarly, but there's differences as well. So in our situation, we are EBITDA positive. We are growing. And Dean Foods is not growing and has other operating issues that they've made publicly known, and this is all information that you've seen. And in our situation, we really saddled with one big problem, that is the debt's not right, and so we had to get after that, and those market pressures have exacerbated the issues, but it really stems from that one foundational issue about getting the debt right size for the company.
Tell me about the future of the company, because we talked last time, and milk consumption has been going down for 30 or 40 years, but people are eating ice cream again, and there's yogurt, and you can have healthy yogurt, and there are lots of ways to use the Borden brand and make some money, aren't there?
That's exactly right, David. And I think there's a lot of great reasons to feel optimistic about the future. Dairy is the original farm-to-table staple, both in the American diet and, frankly, in the human diet for 10,000 years. And consumption behaviors and people's choices as consumers change over time. But they change. They've morphed in ways that just provide other ways to grow in this category. And so we've sought those, and we are getting great growth in our flavored milks. We're seeing great growth in some of our new ideas we brought in the marketplace, like Kid Builders. It's out there now, and we're bringing a new variety of dips into the market. And we've had great growth on our dip products. So there's plenty of ways to grow, and there's plenty of ways to be successful in this category. It's just that it changes, and you have to be nimble and be able to move with that. And that's the kind of environment we try to create here at Borden.
You know, one of the things I think about when I think of Borden, but it's an iconic brand, but I don't know that there's anything negative about it. I would think, well, almost everybody feels good about the Borden name and Elsie and something wholesome like milk.
Yeah, no, we've surveyed and precisely 100% of people feel great about Elsie.
So don't give her up in the bankruptcy. So what's it?
There's not a chance.
So tell me what's next. How long is this? This is not a prearranged bankruptcy where you've got money standing by and you're going to turn around and right this ship within 72 hours or something, is it?
No, it won't be that fast. We think it'll be expedient by many measures, but most companies who've gotten into the process in similar circumstances have taken 3, 4, 5 months to get in and out and get everything restructured the right way. We're looking for that to be probably the right most likely time frame.
So, can you continue to run the company as normal? Are we going to notice any missing bottles of milk from grocery store shelves?
Absolutely not. Nothing will be missing anyway. We are looking at this as business as normal. Our teams and our plants all started up on time this morning. We're servicing our customers with the same array of products and the same great service we've invested in these last couple of years. So it is our expectation this will be invisible to all of our consumers and customers. And so far, that's been precisely the case.
Well, it's a sad day to hear you go into bankruptcy, but it'll be a good day when you come out. Would you come back on a better day?
I will absolutely come back on any day.
Tony Sarsom, CEO for Borden Dairy Company. Thanks for the time. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.